Spoiler alert! I didn't choose the princess. This love story is a bit more unconventional. In this tale, the guy meets the gal, falls in love, and instead of conquering the dragon, takes off to conquer the world's tallest mountain, leaving her to question if there will even be a happily ever after. For my entire childhood, I was dead certain I would meet a girl and it would be love at first sight. No question about it. I was sure God had a grand, crazy plan for the way I was going to meet my wife. I grew up knowing what I wanted out of life and never being scared to go after it. Wild adventures filled my bucket list, from visiting the Maasai tribe on the plains of Africa to exploring the Amazon rainforest. However, climbing Mount Everest topped the list. I don't hold back from dreaming big. And once I have a dream in mind, I can't stop thinking about it until I make it happen. If I say I'm going to do something, I will do it, or literally die trying. I can't say that's the healthiest way to live, especially if the dream is deadly and means leaving behind the ones you love. But that's who I am. I had just started my sophomore year at the United States Military Academy at West Point. I was playing baseball and was part of the Corps of Cadets. One weekend, I was able to get away and meet my best friend, Tommy, at Disney World. It wasn't long before I made eye contact with a very pretty girl. She had long hair and attracted quite a crowd. Kids flocked around her, staring as they waited in line to talk to her. She was none other than Princess Jasmine. As Tommy and I passed, she looked straight at me in her turquoise two-piece and waved. Or maybe she was motioning for the little kids to walk around us. Either way, I immediately got butterflies. Maybe she's the one, I thought. After she was done signing all the kids' booklets and foreheads, she walked up to us and smiled. Are you boys too nervous to talk to a princess? I fainted. No, not really, but I felt like I could have. Jasmine must cast spells in addition to granting wishes, because I was hooked. I finally got my nerve up, chased her down, and asked her on a date. Take that, Aladdin! Maybe it was a little cocky of me to think God had set aside a literal princess for me, but nothing is too big for God. After my date with Princess Jasmine, though, I realized there wasn't much there besides an initial physical attraction. I knew the type of relationship I wanted would require a deeper emotional connection and a foundation rooted in God. I imagine God chuckles at us when we think we have it all figured out according to our own master plans, when what we really need to do is loosen our grip on being in control and see what He has in store for us. Little did I know, God had someone for me who far exceeded any princess I could have dreamed of. Instead, she was an everyday, sweatpants-wearing, brownie-loving, strong, independent, God-fearing woman. She didn't wear makeup often. She rarely woke up before 9 in the morning. And her car was usually missing a hubcap. But man, did I fall head over heels for her. And fast.